views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Do you need assistance in discovering what you truly want in your life? Are you feeling unhappy and stuck and are clueless how to change that heavy feeling? The Laura Longley Show delivers powerful ways to work through common problems and stuck points. This fun and unique weekly show invites some of the most creative and transformative practitioners and authors, hypnotherapists, EFT practitioners, acupuncturists, and astrologers, among others, to activate your wildest dreams. Get ready to tune in to be more of who you truly are. Laura and her guests will take your calls and help you bring your brilliance to a greater brightness. Get ready to snap to a whole new level in your life with joy leading the way. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness for good. Now, here is your host, Laura Longley.
Good morning. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour, and let us help you experience ways to get unstuck and live an inspired life full of meaning, purpose, and happiness. Today, I'm going to be talking about highly sensitive people, also known by the acronym of HSP. Last week, I posted a light bulb moment blog post about HSPs on my Facebook page, which, by the way, is The Laura Longley Show. And I got a tremendous number of people commenting on it. So that kind of clued me in that it might be a good topic for us to revisit here on the show. It's been about 2 years since we last talked about it. And, you know, there's an upside and a downside to being an HSP. And I discovered that I'm one a little over 2 years ago after having it impact my life in certain ways that really were not ideal. So I want to help you understand if you might be an HSP, what the impact on your life might be, and ways to live a happier life if you are highly sensitive. But first, as we always do, we're going to do our healing meditation, and this is just a 1 minute opportunity for you to focus in on some situation either in your own life, internal to you, or in the world that you would like to send love and healing. And so just focus on that, open your heart, and send your love and healing energy, and little by little we'll shift things in the world. So let's begin by taking a deep breath in and release that. One more deep breath in and release. And thank you for joining with all of us in helping to shift things to more positive in our world. Well, for our light bulb moment today, I'm going to talk a little bit about my aha, where I woke up and realized that I was an HSP, highly sensitive person. And then I'll share a few indicators, well, more than a few, a long list of indicators that you can listen to and see if you connect with any of those that might show that you're an HSP as well. So what happened for me was that this was in August of 2012, so a couple years ago, I was at a mastermind group, a 3-day long one. And the first day was a half a day and then all day the next 2 days. And so on the second day, and there were five people there, is that right? There were five of us plus the facilitator. So six people all together. And we were, you know, just together all day long doing this mastermind, even during lunch and the whole thing. And when we got done for the day, then we were going to take a break for a couple of hours and get together to have dinner together. And so I went back to my room to, you know, just relax and change my clothes and that sort of thing. And I got in my room and I burst into tears. And I was like, what in the world is that about? Because this had been a fun and interesting day. It had not been an emotional day. And I'm like, what in the world is that? And I just felt exhausted. I felt like I could just lay down on the bed and you know, and stay there until morning. So, but I didn't, because I had this dinner to go to. So I was talking about this when I went to have the dinner. And the woman who was the facilitator for this group, what she said to me is, oh, here's what's going on for you. You take on the energy of other people. So by the end of the day, you know, you're taking on the energy of five other people in the room and you're just exhausted. And it just clicked for me, because I had had a number of experiences in my life where this kind of thing had happened. A year earlier, 9 months earlier, I had gone to a 5-day training session in New York City, and it took place at a hotel on Times Square. And I stayed in a hotel that was maybe two, three blocks away. I stepped out onto the street, and it was like I felt like I had literally been hit by a wall of energy. Like I felt bowled over. And it felt so uncomfortable. I could not believe it. And I was really surprised by it, because I had been to New York City a number of times before and had not had that experience. And the sense I make of that is that as I've gotten older, I think I've gotten more sensitive. But so it made sense of that, right? There's all these people, all this noise, all this energy in that, well, in Manhattan in general, but in Times Square in particular. And another thing that really started to make sense to me was when I did my career change, when I was no longer working in a corporate job and I started my private practice. Well, it was even when I was still working in community mental health. When I started working with people one-on-one doing counseling, by the end of the day, I felt like I just wanted to come home and hibernate. And I'm an extrovert. I get energized by being around other people. And it completely changed, I don't want to say my personality, but my desire to socialize with people. And so again, that made sense to me, because if all day long I'm having these, you know, sometimes intense interactions with other people, and I'm taking on their energy, and many of these people, well, especially in community mental health, have mental illness. Yeah, it would make sense. I'd be exhausted by the end of the day and didn't really want to spend time with other people. And then the last thing was a, you know, not as dramatic thing, but something that I had noticed about myself. And again, this has only been somewhat recently. I mean, recently being last 7-8 years. If I'm at a social gathering, so if I'm at, you know, a party at somebody's house, or I'm out to dinner with a group of people, I am always the first one to leave. And really, and I knew this part, it's because I just feel like I've had enough. Not that there's anything wrong with these people, not like, oh, I've had enough, but that I just can't take on anymore. And so it all made perfect sense to me. So in this conversation with the facilitator at the dinner, she shared a method where I could kind of screen out that extraneous energy. And I'll share that with you in a little bit. And when I came back home from that, I also started seeking out other practitioners who specialized in working with people who are highly sensitive. And, you know, it was no coincidence. I already knew some people who did that. I just hadn't worked with them as their client before. And what I learned about the impact on me, and this is not, this is the good side, the gift side, what's positive about being a highly sensitive person. For me, I'm highly intuitive. That really comes from being able to sense other people's energy. I can sense what's going on with someone else, which is very helpful in counseling and coaching. And I can choose who I want to get involved with personally, you know, as a friend or even an acquaintance, based on the vibe I get from them. And I was doing all of that unconsciously. I wasn't like I was saying, oh, how does this person feel to me? But I was already using those gifts without being conscious of doing that. So a couple of months after I had this experience in August of 2012, I came across a practitioner who had a list of indicators that someone might be highly sensitive. And it was really great to feel like I wasn't alone in all of this. And some of the indicators on my list are, I'm easily overwhelmed by bright lights, crowds, loud noises, or strong smells. And that was my experience in New York City. I startle easily. Yeah, loud noises, I'm about ready to jump out of my skin. I need to withdraw from the world after a busy day because I'm exhausted or overwhelmed. And that was the story I told, right? Other people's moods affect me, yeah. And I feel troubled and sensitive to the suffering of others and animals on the planet. And I'm extremely sensitive to the suffering of animals. And I had never connected those things before. So those were some of the indicators that I really related to. So taking it into our light bulb moment, what I want to do is to give you the full list that I found of indicators that you might be highly sensitive or an HSP. And, you know, so if, you know, my story resonates for you, or if you have other things in your life that make you wonder if you're an HSP, then listen to these different indicators that would be a clue that you might be an HSP. And if you identify with several of them, then it's really quite possible that you are highly sensitive. So here is the full list. And it's actually fairly long, but once I get the audio from the radio show posted to my blog site, then I'll also in the text there, I'll share this list so that you can read it if you want to. So here's the list. I am easily overwhelmed by bright lights, crowds, loud noises, or strong smells. I have a rich, complex inner life. I startle easily. I get rattled or irritated when I have a lot to do in a short amount of time. I tend to know things without knowing how I know them. I try hard to avoid making mistakes or forgetting things. I make it a point to avoid violent movies and TV shows. That's one of mine too. Changes in my life shake me up. When I was a child, I was told that I was too sensitive or too shy. I tend to be very sensitive to pain, both physical and emotional. Other people's moods affect me, especially anger. I often need to retreat from the world because of overwhelm and overstimulation. When people try to get me to do too many things at once, I get annoyed. I am aware of subtle energies in my environment. I am particularly sensitive to caffeine. Loud noises make me uncomfortable. And the last one is, I make a high priority to arrange my life to avoid upsetting or overwhelming situations. So that's a long list. And again, I'll put it up in writing on the website when I post the audio for this show so that you can look at it on a more leisurely pace. And when we come back, we're going to take a break now. And when we come back, I'm going to start sharing some of the ways that you can mitigate the downside of being highly sensitive. So if you've identified that you probably are highly sensitive, that'll be good information for you of some things that you can do to make it so that the downside is not so impactive in your life. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. You can find me on Facebook at The Laura Longley Show and at thelauralongleyshow.com. Stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
Lying here with you. Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Listen to the Yo Andrew News Talk Show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen, www.yoandrewnts.com/listen. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet Yo Andrew at AndrewTweetGeo. Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today at yoandrewnts.
Are you looking for more balance and direction in your financial life? We all have questions. When can I retire? When do I want to retire? Will I run out of money? Is there a better way? All are valid questions, no matter what your goals. Jeff Pacman, financial advisor with Pacman Brown & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated in Bellevue, Washington, is hosting an evening to address these questions and more on November 5th from 6:30 to 8 p.m. Call 425-372-4813 for a formal invitation. Hors d'oeuvres, beverages, and parking will be provided. This is an informational event. There is no cost or obligation. Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA and SIPC.
Get insider knowledge about everything that is going on at Transformation Talk Radio. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com and enter your email to receive our newsletter. Stay updated on new hosts, inspiring guests, and good news articles from around the world. We look forward to having you join our community.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Feelings when it feels so hard to breathe. I'm caught up in this moment, I'm caught up in your smile.
I've never opened up to anyone, so hard to hold back.
We're back on the Laura Longley Show, and today we're talking about highly sensitive people, which is also known by the acronym HSP. And during the first segment, I did the light bulb moment around some indicators of how to know if you might be highly sensitive. And so what I'm going to do now is I'm just going to share a few stories of my own, and also within those, the tools that I've learned that have helped me not be so impacted by the negative part of being highly sensitive. And one really simple way to do this is to avoid negative people whenever possible. So, you know, I mean, there are tools that we can do to kind of block out their energy, but if you can just avoid them and not be around them, that works a whole lot better. And I know that that's not always possible, that you might work with people or have family members that have this, you know, kind of yucky energy. And we'll talk a little bit later about how you can kind of protect yourself from that. And then another thing that's really easy and simple that I just had never done before myself is At social events, give yourself permission to leave when you begin to feel overwhelmed. As I mentioned in the first segment that, you know, I had noticed that at, you know, social gatherings where there were more than a few people, I was always the first one to leave. And I felt kind of weird about that. You know, it kind of feels like you're the party pooper, that you're the first one to leave. But once I understood that I was highly sensitive, it made perfect sense that I just got too overwhelmed by all those people's energy after some period of time. And it was really self-care. It was taking care of myself and giving myself what I need. And I didn't need to worry about if other people, you know, thought I was a party pooper or not. I just leave whenever I feel ready to leave now. And so that's something that you can very easily do that will help you out. And I will also say that I also, depending on the social group, I will share with people that, hey, you know what? It's not that I don't want to be here with you, but I have this thing where when there are too many people, I just get really overwhelmed. And so I'll need to leave, you know, after 90 minutes or whatever it is, right? So that's one simple way. So, or two simple ways: avoid negative people and leave social events when you feel ready to. And, you know, I wanted to share another story of mine where I got to use one of the tools I learned. So this was a couple months after I had the initial aha moment about, I'm a highly sensitive person and I'm taking on other people's energy and that's not good for me. So I was at a 2-day event that had, I don't know, maybe 50, 75 people at it. And it was 2 full days. And it was, you know, the kind of thing where you're in a hotel conference room and there is some interaction, but it's also partly just the speaker sharing information. And during the morning, I did really well. I didn't feel overwhelmed. I didn't feel like I needed to run screaming from the room. And so that was great. And I noticed that because this was fresh in my mind because this was just a couple of months later. When I came back from lunch and I sat down at the table I was sitting at, and, you know, it was like long tables that all faced forward, I suddenly just felt like I couldn't stay in the room. I felt really antsy and like I just wanted to get up and leave. And as I was looking around, I noticed that there was a woman who had come and sat behind me who had not been sitting behind me in the morning. And it just so happens that this particular woman, I mean, I had really noticed her in the morning because there were some opportunities for interaction and she was very vocal about her opinions and what she thought. And even with that and her being more towards the back of the room and me being more towards the front of the room, I felt repelled by her. I mean, it was like two magnets when you take, you know, when you take the same polarity and try and push them together, how they push off. That was how it felt to me. And so then seeing her sit behind me, I'm like, oh, that's why I am feeling this urge to just run. This person's energy does not work with me at all. And in noticing that, I also realized that the experience I had, the original experience at the mastermind, it really wasn't about being in a room with 5 other people all day, but it was the energy of one person in particular. And I knew immediately who that was that had really, really affected me. So when this happened at this 2-day event, just knowing why I felt that urge to run helped. And I could distinguish that it wasn't about me. This was somebody else's energy that was affecting me. And by that time, I had begun to learn some tools that helped me mitigate the impact of the energy of others. And so one of those that I learned that was really helpful and I used in this situation is, I'm just going to kind of give you the directions to do it so you can try it yourself if you want to. But I just closed my eyes and bring my attention into my body so that I'm feeling more grounded. So I breathe, I pay attention to my body, you know, my bottom sitting on the seat, my feet on the floor. I feel grounded within myself. And then I imagine a permeable, invisible shield around me. So with this shield, I can control what energy I allow into my space and what I keep out. So when I'm around someone like that, so this is the negative person thing, right, that we want to avoid, but we can't always. So when you're around someone like that, that has this energy that just kind of makes you want to run away from them, you can imagine this shield And you can imagine all of their energy staying on the outside of that shield. So it's not coming into your space. It's not coming into your mixing with your energy. And I felt a lot calmer, a lot better when I was able to do that. So that's one tool to put in your bag of tricks if you have discovered that you are highly sensitive. And, you know, I want to just flip around for a minute and talk about what the gifts of being highly sensitive are, since we've been talking a lot about what the negative impacts might be. And so on that list that I read you, that very long list, there are several of the indicators that also are positive things, that are things that you want to really be able to embrace by being an HSP, that you don't want to get rid of in your life. And one of those is, I have a rich, complex inner life. This means be very creative, very imaginative. And lots of times HSPs might be introverts. I don't happen to be, but lots of times they are and spend a lot of time internally with that creativity. Another one is, I tend to know things without knowing how I know them. And I call this intuition. And that's true for me. And actually, it was something I was kind of worried about using this shield and my intuition. And I'll talk about that in a moment. And then another real gift of being highly sensitive is that I'm aware of subtle energies in my environment. And so I can notice, oh, this person doesn't feel good to me. And as I mentioned a little bit earlier, I can have some ideas of what's going on with other people based on the energy that they're emanating. But it takes us being able to separate from it and know that's not me. Know what's mine, know what's not mine. So those are some of the gifts, because I don't want to give this view that being an HSP is all pain and misery, because it's not. I really, really value the gifts that I have as an HSP, and I would not give those up for anything. And around that, I want to talk about this fear that I had about losing my intuition by using the shield exercise or technique. Because one of my greatest gifts is that I am highly intuitive, and I'm also sensitive to the subtle energies of others. And it helps me not only in my counseling and coaching practice, because it does help me connect with people and understand what's going on with them, even when they can't verbalize it, but it also helps in my relationships. And initially I had a fear that if I was using this shielding method where I'm, you know, keeping energy out, other people's energy out, that then I'd lose that intuitive ability. But here's what helped me really overcome that fear, because I think that that's probably not an uncommon fear, that some of you might have that fear as well. First of all, I can control the shield. It's not all or nothing. It's not like all energy stays out and my energy stays in. It's, I get to choose what I let in and what I keep out. And I can choose to engage with the energy of others when it's appropriate and helpful. And the other thing that I really came to understand is that my intuition, so it's different than reading the subtle energies of other people. My intuition does not come from the energy of others. It's from my higher self or God or spirit or, you know, what name we want to call it. So the shield doesn't have anything to do with it. It doesn't keep it out because it's already in me, that intuitive ability and the knowing things without knowing is, it comes from a different plane, a different place than somebody else's energy. And so that shield does not block my intuition at all. And once I understood that, then I felt a lot more comfortable about using the shield. And I found it to be a very, very helpful tool. So hopefully you will as well. And on that note, it is time for us to take a break again. You're listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. You can find me on Facebook at The Laura Longley Show and at thelauralongleyshow.com. When we come back, I'm going to talk a little bit about how being highly sensitive might increase your experience of being anxious or having depression and what you can do about that. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Plastic bag drifting through the wind. On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show. Stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. Engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Leslie Fontaine with Sheer Alchemy on Transformation Talk Radio. And here's your tip of the day. When we choose to release the baggage that's in the way of manifesting our destiny, it doesn't mean that we have to abandon everyone. And if you think that, then you are being held by an energy that can feel extremely negative. If I ask you where you're feeling it, common places being the solar plexus or your heart space, you will notice that the joy is gone. You are withdrawing energetically, pulling back. When we came into this world, it wasn't to be miserable and to tolerate and to live according to the needs and desires of others. So choose now. What are you wanting in your life? Are you hiding behind others and their needs so you don't have to step onto your own life path? Guilt is learned. Let's undo it and get our joy back. Let's switch up the language. Join me on Sheer Alchemy on Transformation Talk Radio. Or visit LeslieFontaine.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Hi, everyone. This is Dr. Pat. I know you've heard my friend and colleague, John G. Sutton, on my show. Well, guess what? He is now going to be a regular each month. I know many of you have experienced John live on air and how absolutely incredibly accurate he has been. So guess what? He's going to be joining us every month. For those of you that want to find out more about John and schedule your amazing session, go to psychicworld.net. Don't forget to stay tuned and tune in for John G. Sutton on the Dr. Pat Show every month.
Light and let it shine just on the night like the 4th of July. Cause baby, you're a firework.
We're back on the Laura Longley Show, and today we're talking about highly sensitive people and how to know if you might be an HSP, and then also sharing some tools that can help you to mitigate some of the downside of being an HSP. So what I want to talk about now is that there are a couple of issues that were not in the list that I found about being an HSP that I have come to learn also can be caused by being highly sensitive. And one of those is anxiety, and the other one is depression. And both of these, and these are from a mental health perspective considered mood disorders, but they're both very prevalent in our society. And I'm not one who likes to put diagnoses on things or make it, you know, a pathology of some sort. And so for me, coming to understand that being highly sensitive can also contribute to being anxious and also to depression was really, really helpful. And so I want to share about that with you and how you can kind of look at if that's going on for you and what you can do about it. And so I'm going to start with talking about anxiety. And I recently came across a blog post from 2 years ago when I first discovered that I was an HSP. And in it, I talked about how I related my anxiety to being highly sensitive. But because that anxiety is no longer a problem for me, very gratefully, I'd really forgotten about that connection until I saw that blog post last week. So for those of you who experience a lot of anxiety, you need to listen to this because it might not even be yours. This is part of the thing of other people's energy affecting us. That's right, because we're HSPs and take on the energy of others when we're not conscious of doing that. A lot of what we feel does not even belong to us. And for me, how I really, it was kind of a several step process for me getting aware of it myself, but working with my body talk practitioner as well as my energy healer was really helpful for me learning and understanding that a lot of what I take on is really foreign energy. And in addition to that, a few years ago, I had attended on a regular basis an EFT group, Emotional Freedom Technique, which is the tapping on acupressure points. And in that, I also learned that there is an addictive component to certain emotions because emotions express in our bodies as a chemical release from our brain. And we can become addicted to certain emotions. And for me, that was true of the anxiety. So I'm getting a little bit all this combined. But basically, here's what happened for me. Throughout my life, I was really highly anxious. And, you know, I mean, I'd have times where it was worse than other times, but I would say that in general, I would be on the side of the scale of being anxious. And, you know, I mean, there were real reasons in my life sometimes too. You know, you have deadlines and stuff like that that you worry about. But a lot of it was other people's energy. And I'd frequently wake up in the morning and I'd have that feeling where, you know, it's like you just want to go, you know, gasp in like, you know, that if anybody who has anxiety probably knows what I'm talking about. Oh my God, something's wrong, right? But it wasn't attached to anything. I mean, I had just woken up. I hadn't had a chance to be conscious of anything going on around me, but so it wasn't really attached to anything. And so what would happen then is that I'd start searching for why I felt anxious, which just perpetuated the problem because, believe me, I could find a lot to be anxious about. Probably all of us could if we chose to look at life that way. You know, our thoughts create our emotions. And by looking for what I was anxious about, I was actively creating anxiety. I was looking for things to be anxious about. I was looking for reasons to be anxious. So, of course, I just felt more and more anxious. And in addition, part of this waking up anxious in the morning was a habit. This is the part where the addiction comes in. My body had become addicted to the chemical response of anxiety. I mean, I've been doing this my entire life. I was an anxious child. And the chemical response of anxiety is just like a drug. I mean, it is a chemical reaction in your body, just like a drug creates. And so I was continually creating that. I was perpetuating that addiction by looking for reasons to be anxious. And part of it was carrying all the anxiety of anyone I ever came in contact with. That was the HSP part. I'd come in contact with people. I'd take on their energy. They were feeling anxious. Now it became mine. So here's how I learned to deal with this and really, really release 99% of the anxiety that I have felt. I am not an anxious person anymore at all. And yeah, I have my moments where I might worry about something and I work really hard at noticing when I'm doing that because I don't want to get back into this pattern of being anxious all the time. So here's what I do when I start to feel anxiety. Whenever I start getting that anxious feeling, I focus on where I feel it in my body. You know, do I feel it in my stomach? Do I feel it in my chest? Where is it that that feeling is? Because there's a reason that emotions are also called feelings. There's a physical response in our body. And so I keep my attention on that feeling without telling a story about why I feel anxious. Because lots of times what happens for me and what happens for lots of you too is that you feel the feeling and then you go, why do I feel like this? Don't search for why you feel like it. Just let yourself feel the physical feeling. Don't worry about why it's there because telling a story about it perpetuates it. And if I'm having trouble staying out of telling a story about it, then I might help to keep my focus on the physical part by describing the physical sensations, like saying to myself, my chest feels tight or my stomach feels fluttery. And that helps me from using my mind to make up a story because now I'm saying, here's what's going on. And so my focus is on my physical. And I pay attention to how the physical feeling moves through my body, because it might not just, like, say I have a kind of fluttery stomach. It might not just stay there. It might move up into my chest or into some other part of my body. But I keep my focus on that. And usually the feeling very quickly passes, and, you know, I just go on with my day. So left outside of a story, and this is proved through neuroscience, the chemical reaction of an emotion passes through in 90 seconds. So if you don't perpetuate that emotion by telling yourself a story about why you're anxious, within 90 seconds, the feeling will be gone. And this has two really, really wonderful benefits for me. The first one is that I usually can release any anxiety pretty quickly. But for me, what's almost more important is that I'm no longer addicted to the chemical response of anxiety. Therefore, I don't feel anxious anywhere near as frequently as I used to, because I was continually creating that anxious feeling. And if you suspect that the anxiety doesn't belong to you, that the reason you're feeling anxious has to do with other people's energy that you feel, the practice I just described will help. But you can also do this. Whenever you begin to feel anxious, ask yourself, who does this belong to? And if it's not yours, you'll immediately feel lighter and the feeling will disperse. And if it hangs around, it might belong to you. And then you can use that exercise of feeling it in your body to help it go on its way. So just to kind of summarize that, because that was kind of a long story, what you want to do, and this works for other things too, but I'm focused in this segment specifically on anxiety. Recognize if you might be addicted to anxiety. Like, are you looking for reasons to be anxious? And I don't mean because you want to feel bad, but because you're already feeling anxious and you start looking for why that is. So notice if you're doing that. And if you are, then you probably have an addiction to that chemical response in your body. Then what you want to do is you want to get out of your head and just focus on your body whenever you feel anxious. Just notice where you feel it. If you need to talk out loud about what the feeling's like in order to keep your focus there, then do that. And notice that it does go away pretty quickly if you can keep yourself out of the story. And then the other thing is to look at, is it yours? And you can use that little exercise. And this is actually an access consciousness technique where you ask, who does this belong to? And it might lift and go just by you asking that question. And if it doesn't, then you can go back to the technique of feeling it in your body. And I do want to say, you know, don't expect the first time you do this that 90 seconds later, it will have passed through your body and you'll be fine, because it takes some practice and just repetition to be able to get out of telling that story. We're so good at telling that story that it can be difficult to let go of it. But that is the key. So give yourself, you know, cut yourself some slack. Don't beat yourself up if 90 seconds from the first time you try this, you're still feeling anxious. Just keep at it, because it will help. And I'm a living testament to that, because I really was a highly anxious person. And now I'm not an anxious person at all. So that's anxiety and highly sensitive people. And we're going to take a quick break again. And when we come back, we're going to talk about depression and highly sensitive people, because depression is also rampant in our society. And I think that this might be something that would be helpful for some of you. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. You can find me on Facebook at The Laura Longley Show and at thelauralongleyshow.com. Stay tuned and we'll be right back.
Listen, baby. Don't even waste your tears on an insensitive man. There's better things for you. I mean, what you really need is someone who cares. Someone who's going to be there for you.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Get sophisticated with David and Philip Zarza. David and Philip touch on topics such as human potential, spirituality, pop culture, and purposeful living. Experience an insightful reading from David on what the universe has in store for you, or reconnect with a departed loved one. Philip can look into an issue or anything else you may be dealing with. Go to getsophisticated.com. That's SOPHISTIGAYTED.com or call 206-420-8660.
What if there was no right or wrong way to be a great parent? Join Access Consciousness Facilitator Glenna Rice as she and Dr. Pat invite you to be the questionable parents you truly are and empower you to know and give the awareness required to create ease and joy with your children. Join Dr. Pat and Glenna as they focus on parenting for the modern family. Tune in every month to the Dr. Pat Show on air and online at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, manifestyourlifedream.com, and begin your financial healing process today.
We're back on the Laura Longley Show, and today we're talking about highly sensitive people, which is also called by the acronym HSP. And we've talked a little bit about how you might know if you're one or not, and now we're talking a little bit about, you know, some of the downside to being an HSP and what you can do about it, how you can make it better. So last segment, I was talking about anxiety and how that can be related to being highly sensitive. And now I want to talk a little bit about depression, because both anxiety and depression are so prevalent in our country today. And I think there are lots of things that we can do about it that don't require medication. So when I posted on Facebook last week, that light bulb moment about highly sensitive people, one of the comments, and I got lots of comments, which is why I'm doing the show today. One of the comments came from Krista Gorman, who was a guest on the show a few months ago. And here's what Krista said. I'm going to read her comment verbatim. She said, "Laura, I realized in my early 20s that I was highly sensitive and had been my whole life. I felt deeply the energy of others globally as well. I took it all on and ended up in a deep depression. It was through my training in psychology that I learned the art of empathy rather than sympathy, and later in life, the art of loving detachment." And when I read that, it just clicked for me because I had a history of depression myself. I've not had that issue in my life, thankfully, for about 15 years, but I did have several bouts of depression, and I had never really thought about how it was connected to being a highly sensitive person, but I can definitely see that it can be. And if you have or have had depression, there might be a link to you being highly sensitive. So thinking about this idea of feeling the pain of others, and I know that I definitely am very sensitive about it with animals, it reminded me of a story that I read in one of Martha Beck's books. And she tells the story of she was in Africa and she spent quite a bit of time there doing retreats and things. And she was out on safari. I don't know if that's what they call it, but out looking at animals, right, with a guide. And it just so happened that they saw a lion or a lion. They're not called packs. What are they called? You know, anyway, a group of lions.
I believe it's a pride.
A pride of lions. Yeah, a pride of lions. And they attacked and killed a baby giraffe. And the mother giraffe, the adult giraffes were all right there. And she was so upset. I get upset just thinking about this, even just visualizing it. I did not see it in person, obviously. And she was so upset. And the guide says to her, "That's not your pain." And she still was feeling, you know, she couldn't let go of it. And he says to her, you know, the animals, the giraffes, yes, in the moment, they feel shock and pain and fear. But then the moment passes and they let it go. And that's really what I was talking about earlier, about letting emotions pass through you and not continuing to tell a story about them. But it reminded me that if I take on the pain of that baby giraffe being killed and I don't release it and I don't let it just pass through, then I'm carrying that and it isn't mine. It's not my pain. And if I do that enough, then I am going to end up depressed. And so I think that that is really a very, very powerful thing that we can look at if we are experiencing depression. Is part of this about me taking on the pain of others and the suffering of others? And it's not that we don't feel compassion for people or animals that are going through this, but it isn't ours. It isn't ours to feel. It isn't ours to deal with in any way. And if we try to make it ours, then we do. We end up depressed. And so, you know, some of the techniques we've already talked about can be helpful with dealing with this part of it as well. And in particular, I would say the one about, you know, what I talked about with anxiety and just allowing yourself to feel it in the moment and then let it pass through you so you're not holding on to it. You're not carrying it around with you. And another one that would be really helpful is the piece about learning to identify what is yours and what isn't. Because as highly sensitive people, we don't know the difference. I didn't know the difference. I didn't know that I was going around picking up the energy of everybody around me and then carrying it with me, not leaving it with them when I left, but carrying it with me. And so a simple way to do this is that access consciousness technique of saying, when you feel whatever it is you're feeling, sad or depressed or grief or whatever, ask yourself, who does this belong to? And if you feel lighter once you ask that, it's not yours. And then you can just go on and release it. And otherwise, you can use the techniques of feeling your body and letting that happen. And create your energy shield so that you can control what you let in and what you keep out, so that you're not carrying around everybody else's energy just to begin with. And from a depression perspective, we sometimes get confused and we think that if we feel sadness or if we feel grief, if we've had a loss and we feel grief, we think we're depressed. They're not the same thing. So allow yourself to feel whatever sad, grief, whatever, you know, we consider to be kind of bad emotions, let yourself feel them so that they can work through your body and you can move on and it doesn't become depression. So just wrapping all of that up, we've had a lot of information in this show today. And I started out at the top of the show sharing a bunch of indicators that might help you understand if you're a highly sensitive person. I will post those on my website, thelauralonglyshow.com. with this radio show audio, so that if you missed that or if it went by so fast or if you just want more time to kind of study it, then you can go there and see what those are. And I think that that will be helpful. And other than that, just, you know, really becoming more conscious of what is mine, what isn't mine, because you're not helping anybody by taking on what doesn't belong to you. It doesn't help the person whose energy it is for you to take it on, and it sure doesn't help you. So just get more conscious about, is this mine or is this not mine? And you can just use that very easy, simple question of, who does that belong to? So with that, we'll go ahead and wrap up the show. I want to thank you all for tuning in to the Laura Longley Show. I had a great time. Please join me every Monday at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific on KKNW in Seattle, WBLQ in Rhode Island, or anywhere at thelauralongleyshow.com. Have a wonderful week, and I'll see you back here next time.
You've been listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Tune in each Tuesday on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time, and on KKNW every Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time, and everywhere on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Laura and her friends as they help you create the life that you truly deserve. For more information about Laura, her services, and amazing tools, visit TheLauraLongleyShow.com.
Hi everyone, this is Dr. Pat. Let me introduce you to my friends at Galeos Dressings and Marinades. In 1996, in Newport Beach, California, chefs Andre and Gordana, both schooled in European traditions, created the most incredible dressings and marinades. But they're not just dressings and marinades. Think about this. What if you could buy a dressing and a marinade that was low in fat, low in sugar, and by the way, had all of the juicy ingredients? No MSGs, no gluten, GMO-free, no artificial flavors, no colors or preservatives. Isn't it amazing? It's almost too good to be true. But find out for yourself. Go to GaleosCafe.com. That's GaleosCafe.com. And check out all of the dressings, all of the marinades, and order online for getting yourself free shipping. Or ask for the dressings at your local grocery store. It is an incredible way to kick off this fall season. Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Listen to the Yo Andrew News Talk Show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen? www.yoandrewnts.com/listen. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet Yo Andrew at AndrewTweetGeo? Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today at yoandrewnts.
Are you looking for more balance and direction in your financial life? We all have questions. When can I retire? When do I want to retire? Will I run out of money? Is there a better way? All are valid questions, no matter what your goals. Jeff Pakman, financial advisor with Pakman Brown & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated in Bellevue, Washington, is hosting an evening to address these questions and more on November 5th from 6:30 to 8 p.m. Call 425-372-4813 for a formal invitation. Hors d'oeuvres, beverages, and parking will be provided. This is an informational event. There is no cost or obligation. Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA and SIPC.
Get insider knowledge about everything that is going on at Transformation Talk Radio. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com and enter your email to receive our newsletter. Stay updated on new hosts, inspiring guests, and good news articles from around the world. We look forward to having you join our community.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit thetruthisfunny.com.